For the assignment, we are supposed to tell about a trait or characteristics that the Pharisees had and how to avoid that in our lives. I thought about how a lot of them, the things they were doing were right, but their motives were wrong. They're doing it out of selfishness or to elevate themselves. And that reminded me how we need to be careful to check our motives when we're doing the right thing and just make sure we're doing it just because it's right and not just to make ourselves look better or elevate ourselves.
Jesus often called the Pharisees hypocrites. And like Micah said, they did everything right, and pretty much they looked real holy and everything, and they probably thought they were real holy, but they were doing a lot of things for themselves and for them to elevate their own positions. And I think we can try to avoid that just by trying to be ourselves and being honest with our flaws and trying to work on them.
I got a couple of verses here in Matthew 14:13-14. This is just after John the Baptist had been killed in prison. Now Jesus, when he had heard about John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a secluded place by himself. And when the people heard of this, they followed him on foot from the cities. Now when he went ashore, he saw the crowds and felt compassion on them and healed their sick. And that's a little like what David was saying last week. Jesus, he had compassion on the sick and those who needed help, instead of just shutting them out and not being kind to them because they weren't maybe being right in all their whatever they're doing, but Jesus had compassion on them and healed them. And even though he wanted to be by himself to mourn for his friend, he was just felt compassion on him. So for me, it's good to be helpful to those around in the community or whatever that are maybe not what we think they should be, but just help them and be there for them.
I got Matthew 23:25-26. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but the inside are full of robbery and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and of the dish, so that the outside of it may become clean also. So we need to not only look good on the outside, but be good and righteous on the inside too.
Matthew 23. Pharisees say many things, but do not do them. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will do what I teach you."
I did not get the assignment of this until now, but I think the Pharisees were kind of like some of these church groups that if you're not a part of them and don't, you know, follow their rules or exactly what they do, then you can't be a part of them. I think there's a lot of people out in the world that try to do what's right, you know, just by, you know, following the laws of the land and whatever. But may not necessarily do it exactly like how we would do it. And I don't think that it's right to, you know, kind of shun those people out because they're, you know, they're trying their best to do what's right. Maybe they just don't know exactly, you know, maybe the better way to do it.